James Marilat joins us, courtesy of the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. Hi, James.
Hey, guys.
Well, I'll just go in order here. What would you give up for Deshaun Watson?
Definitely 3 first-round picks. I would go that route for sure. I think you get beyond that, boy, it starts getting really expensive. But I would do that. You look back at the last 10 years of drafts and take any 3 first-round picks you want to out of that batch.
Yeah.
You wouldn't give them up for Deshaun Watson? Of course you would.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would go that far at least. Beyond that, I would have to think about it. But 3 first-round picks, sign me up.
All right. My argument is that the market will bear out the same amount of draft picks from a variety of teams. So you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're going to have multiple teams offering 3 first-rounders, or frankly, you'd probably have multiple teams offering 4 first-rounders. You're just going to have the same offer on the table from a variety of teams that just have different draft slots. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Now, I do think, though, you know, when you start hearing about teams like Miami or the Jets or things like that, where they can throw in a young quarterback that allows Houston to have a plan for moving on, that I think is a separator, right? Because if you just give them a bunch of picks, even if it's the number 9 pick, there's no plan for Houston to move on. They could be stuck in, you know, the purgatory the Broncos have been in for the last 4 or 5 years. So that I think is a difference maker. But yeah, multiple teams are going to be willing to step up for sure.
Miami's the only team that would fit in that category that's got the young quarterback that maybe the Texans would look at and say, we want to roll the dice on Tua. Outside of that, though, everybody's going to be in the same situation as the Broncos. They're all going to have bad quarterbacks on bad teams, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on what you think of, you know, like to me, Sam Darnold, if they threw Sam Darnold in there and a couple of first round picks, you know, does Houston look at that and say, hey, that we've got an option here that we can move forward with, like that probably works. Or heck, if they throw in this year's first round pick and it's what, 2nd overall, well, then you can draft your guy. You got a plan. So, you know, I think the Broncos, though, Drew Lock isn't going to be the Texans' long-term plan, so you can't throw him into it. Number 9 doesn't make sure that you're going to get one of the top rookie quarterbacks this year. So, you know, I think there are 2 or 3 teams that have a little bit better assets, whether it's Tua, whether it's a number 2 pick, whether it's Darnold, whatever the case may be, that Houston can look at and say, that's our guy, that's how we're going to turn the page.
Yeah, I think if Miami gets in the mix, nobody can touch them. They've got multiple first round picks this year. They got Tua. They got no state income tax in Florida. You got a winning team already. I don't know. I do not know how you compete with Miami if they want to get in the mix.
I'm with you. I'm with you because they have the best assets. Now that would be a quick change of direction for them. It's like the Cardinals, right? Like they moved on from Rosen because it's like, hey, Kyler Murray's going to be better. And they were absolutely right. Tua didn't dazzle me. I mean, if they switched to Fitzpatrick 5 minutes earlier, the Dolphins beat the Broncos. You know, I do think that makes it to where they have a couple options. Because what do they have? They have the 3rd pick, right? They have Houston's pick.
That's right.
You know, they could send that back to them, and then you're going to get one of those 3 quarterbacks for sure.
All right.
They definitely have the most enticing pieces. Yeah, I would agree.
Okay. So let's see, Evans just kills us because he gets us distracted because he wants to muddy the waters. So let's just move on from Watson. Stafford, what kind of upgrade, if any, would he be?
Oh, I think he's a major upgrade. I think Matthew Stafford's a really good quarterback. I just think that the Lions are one of those teams in professional sports that they're just always a mess. The fact that he's gotten them to the playoffs at all, they won a playoff game. I think that's a monumental achievement considering the way that organization is run. You know, he's not like Watson because he's not a 10-year fix. He's maybe 3 to 5. I'd have to make sure it's more like 5 than 3 before I would make that move. But he'd be a major upgrade. He's a big time NFL quarterback. He could run Pat Shurmur's offense that Pat Shurmur wants to go with. So. Yeah, there's only 4 or 5 guys to me, whether it's, you know, the rookie class or, you know, veteran guys that you could trade for that are a major upgrade over Drew Lock. Matthew Stafford's in that category.
All right. So put a value on Matthew Stafford. What would you be willing to give up for him?
Probably a couple of firsts, and I don't know that it would be
really?
This year's. Yeah. I don't think I'm not giving him the number 9 pick, but do I give him my first round pick in, you know, 22 and 23? Cause you're hoping those are somewhere in the 20s, right?
That's a good idea, actually.
That I would do.
That's
because,
interesting.
You know, it's
but why would the Lions do that though? Because they would probably want to bundle picks to move up.
Well, that does give you, they have draft capital though. Future picks, so you can bundle too to move
true.
Up. I mean, it gives
true.
Them some things.
That's true. Good point.
You know, I just, but to me, I don't know why the Lions would do that because, what's their plan? Like, what are they going to do at quarterback? You know, you can be a little disgruntled with your current guy, but unless you have a plan for how you're going to make it better.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we watched how long do the Bills go looking for a quarterback and the Dolphins go looking for a quarterback after Jim Kelly and Dan Marino? Like decades. So, to voluntarily put yourself in that position. Boy, that's not the GM I would want to have if that's the decision he makes.
James, you might be one of, if not the most optimistic guys on our staff in regards to Drew Lock. Okay? No, I wasn't giving you that compliment.
not in general.
Take it easy. Regards to Drew Lock, you are relatively optimistic.
Yes.
All right, best case scenario. How good can Drew Lock be?
I think he can be Baker Mayfield. To me, that's the guy
awesome.
That I look at and say, yeah, he can make those plays. He can make those throws. Now, Baker Mayfield was a lot better this year with Kevin Stefanski's offense, and they ran the ball really well. You know, it just wasn't all on his shoulders like it was when Freddie Kitchens was running the show. I think Drew Lock could be that good. Again, you look at the last game of the year where he completes passes on five different third and long situations, and 10 or more.
Yep.
That's legit to me. I think there's something to build upon there, but he's not one of those guys that is so good that he can run any system with any offensive coordinator and it's not going to matter. Baker Mayfield's the same kind of guy. We saw that from last year to this year.
Man, I feel you, man. And if I could choose any way to move forward, it really would be for Drew Lock to work out. Seriously.
Yeah.
And I've said, and I'll stick with it.
Well, you got to have confidence to do that. You can't just go there. You have to choose that. Willingly choose that I am confident that Drew Lock is going to turn into that.
That Chargers comeback's another one that people need to focus on, right? Like, we saw Case Keenum fall flat on his face in those kind of situations with chances to win the game late, and he couldn't hit DT on the deep ball against the Chiefs. Like, Drew Lock was in that situation, and he came through. He was clutch. That was, you know, you can say the Chargers find a unique way to lose every single week. I get it. But he was able to pull that off. I think there are a lot of positives there. If you go beyond the stats, because the stats are pretty ugly.
Yeah.
I think Drew Lock showed a ton of flashes.
Right. Again, if you get away from the stats, the qualities of Drew Lock.
Now you guys are sounding like Mike Evans.
Well, I think the qualities.
If you just ignore the stats, The stats are rough.
But if you look at other qualities, competitiveness, the type of teammate he is. His natural physical abilities, and you say, listen, man, Josh Allen did get better working with Jordan Palmer. Drew Lock does have the capability of learning and developing and getting, you know, better with things. Really, it's ideal if that does work out. It puts the team in the best position to win and puts the team in the best position for the future. I mean, who wouldn't want that?
He's by far the best quarterback they've had since Peyton Manning. Now, that's not saying much, but of the 8 or 9 guys who've started games since then, he's the only one that falls into the category of, he could be the long-term answer in a franchise quarterback. And if it worked out with him, that solves a lot of problems. I just think if you took Drew Lock and you put him with Sean McVay, how good would that guy be? I think he'd be pretty darn good.
Right.
So to me, that tells you what the problem is.
All right. So just real quickly, you have to make a decision this offseason. You have to make a choice. You're moving on from him or you're moving forward with Drew Lock. What are you choosing?
I'm moving on with Drew Lock unless I can get Matthew Stafford, Deshaun Watson, or one of the top three quarterbacks in the draft.
He can have multiple avenues.
No, well, of course he can, but it's admitting that you don't think Drew Lock can become that.
He's saying Drew Lock is not as good of an option as the top three draft picks.
Correct.
And Matthew Stafford and Deshaun Watson. That's all he's saying.
Yeah, but Matt Stafford isn't a top 10 quarterback. So you're saying that our guy can't be as good as a guy that's not even in the top 10.
But that's
I think he could be, but Matthew Stafford right now is better. Well, look, Andy Dalton right now is probably slightly better, but he's not a huge upgrade, and he's not someone who's going to be around for 3 to 5 years and really make you a legit contender. Matthew Stafford would, but beyond something that, you know, really is dazzling, I stick with Drew Lock. I think he's a pretty darn good option.
Thank you, James.
All right,
Merrilatch. See him, read him on 1043thefan.com. He's on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Got a question for Tyler? Mount Palumbus Speak is next.